following presentation is for mature audiences only. It is not intended for children, the oversensitive, or self-righteous gas bags with sticks up their butts.
This project is extremely dangerous.
It's because I blew it out of the goddamn airlock.
You're listening to the Guardians of the Geekery podcast, featuring Matt Starnslord, Carol the Cat, the Giddy Geeker, and Tiffany the Technician.
Go ahead.
Silence.
The microphone.
And now, damn right they shot first. The hosts of Guardians of the Geekery.
Dun, dun, dun. Episode 43! Oh my god, unbelievable.
43.
Zach is here from Abari Game Bar, but before we can let him even speak, boom! Into the gauntlet!
Yes, we're about to enter the rapid-fire response round. I'm about to ask a series of 10 questions that you handpicked yourself, so it's only yourself to blame.
Oh, God.
You must answer with a short word or phrase. If you don't answer fast enough, we will answer for you. Oh,
don't do that. Strippers are usually involved.
Sure.
If we all had to wear a warning label, what would yours say?
Dangerous curves ahead.
Would you rather be Batman?
Yes.
Okay. Monty Python, Saturday Night Live, Mad TV, In Living Color, or Kids in the Hall?
Kids in the Hall.
I always wonder if I put a different one at the end, if that would be the one. What cool new technology do you want to see next?
Well, they already have holo technology, so... that's hard. You can answer for me.
Strippers. First comic book you read. Robotic strippers. First comic book you read.
First comic book I read. It was more than likely going to be the Death in the Family. That was the first trade that I remember reading.
I like the way he said first comic book I read, as in like there was other options.
Well, yeah, well, you know, when you're younger and you don't read, you look at them. You look at the pictures.
What movie are you looking forward to seeing?
Well, we were just talking about Force Awakens, which definitely can't wait. Already got my pre-sale tickets.
So did we. What would you tell the 10-year-old you?
Things will get better.
What did you have for dinner last night?
Oh, rotisserie chicken. That's it. Just a rotisserie chicken.
Or Iron Man or Captain America?
Iron Man.
Adventures at Hogwarts. Do you bring along Neville, Ron, or Luna?
Luna's crazy like me, so yeah. But so is Ron. Luna, yeah.
Okay. So last but not least, you're trapped on a desert island with a tablet with a solar recharger. What book would you preload?
So Mary Shelley's Frankenstein. I love that book. I love monsters in general.
Okay.
So.
And what album?
Beck, One Foot in the Grave.
Movie?
Back to the Future.
Game? It has to be a game on your charger, on your tablet. So.
Well, they have Scum on tablets, so Day of the Tentacle.
There you go. Nice. All right, you have survived the rapid fire response round. Yes. So the final question we need to ask you, when is your bar opening?
Oh, wow, yeah. Well.
Oh, wait, who are you? What the heck are you doing here?
That was on his list. Yeah. Could not discuss that.
Yeah. No, so my name is Zach Pulliam. I'm opening a bar, Arcade Hybrid, in Charlotte off North Davidson. So we're going to have arcade games, pinball, and of course booze. So,
and the name of your bar?
It is Abari. Abari Game Bar is, but you know, Abari for
kind of
sure.
Like Atari. That.
Company
Atari,
that
we can't quite mention.
I never even thought of that.
But with a bar.
Yeah.
The one that Blade Runner said was going to be so big in the future.
Kind of not. So tell us what makes you want to run a bar. I mean, I know it would be cool, but what made you, inspired you to start working on it instead of just going to one?
Well, so first of all, I've always thought Charlotte needed one. You know, back in a... I believe it was 2004 when the one in Brooklyn opened. I was just in college. So I was like, man, that is so cool. I wish I could go to somewhere like that. And then years passed by. I was like, I wish I could open something like that.
Right.
And it just got to a point in my life where I was tired of saying what if, and I just kind of went for it. So,
so you go into the bar. So for Tiffany, because she doesn't understand these things, Tiffles.
A non-tech walks into a bar,
and it hurts. And then she opens the door and walks in. What will she see there?
Yeah. So basically, when you first walk in, what you're going to see is games on the left and right. So we'll have kind of pinball on the right side, which we have about 7 or 8 machines right now. I'm going to say more 8. We'll probably have everything fixed by then. And then the first thing you'll see, though, is the 6-player X-Men. That's going to be like, you go in, that's what you see. On the ceiling, we'll have some Space Invaders mobiles. So you'll look up, and it kind of looks like they're going up into space, so they'll be smaller and then larger at the bottom.
Nice.
And then straight back will be the bar. Above the bar, we're going to have 3 really nice pieces from John Hairston Jr.
We love John.
Yeah, he's awesome. He did 3 6x4 paintings for me. They're the different eras of arcade games. So you've got the classics, like, you know, late 70s, mid 80s, or early 80s, mid 80s, and then late 80s to early 90s.
And John actually just did the variant cover for one of the Marvel comics.
So yeah.
Definitely our guy.
John's great. He's awesome, very talented, and a super nice
super
guy.
Giver.
Yeah.
Big really giver. Is. Yeah. So awesome. Cool. And so you can't run this all by yourself, can you?
Well, I have a bar manager that I've been working with pretty much since I got the place. So I've been working on this since September of last year. That means doing my business plan, securing my loan, all that good stuff. And then in February, end of February, I signed my lease at North Davidson and started looking for some staffing. So
I saw the picture of the front before the murals. Mm-hmm. But where would somebody go to drive by and see the progress?
Yeah, so if you just go by North Davidson, it's right there at the intersection of Parkwood. I say for people who are pretty familiar with that area, we're in between Birdsong and Noda Brewery. So,
oh, wow. Okay. Yeah.
Cordelia Park is right across from us as well.
And will you have rooms where geeks could meet together?
We don't have really any rooms. It's pretty open. So when you go in, and it's one big room. But, you know, we welcome people to come have their nights there. We can't really offer anything like private parties or anything, unless you wanted to do outside of business hours. But, you know, have meetups there. It's welcome.
When are you opening?
So that's a good question. I will say that we are very far along at this point in time. I have been told the beginning of November that all construction will be done. Wow. I don't trust the contractors, but I'm really hoping that's the truth, because that will give me at least 2 or 3 weeks to get what I need to get done, so we can open. So let's say end of November, beginning of December is looking very, very likely. So
right in time for Star Wars.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I was hoping. I'm like, oh man, it would be so great for Thanksgiving weekend. Just all the people back in town and just have a grand opening that Saturday.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah. So let's hope, you know.
Well, if you need us to come, you know, set some tables up for you, let us know.
I'll be happy to test any of these games.
Oh, yeah.
Just to make sure.
Yeah.
If you want to do a Charlotte...
They can test the games, I can test the drinks.
Yeah.
If you want to do a Charlotte Geeks exclusive soft opening, we could probably help you hook that up. Well, just so you know, a stress test for your waiters and waitresses. Well,
I will
you
say
will be
that
serving food?
No food. Ooh,
just drinks?
We are what is considered a private club. So
okay.
North Carolina liquor laws are weird and strange. And if we have no food, we basically have to be a private club. Now, that just means you get a cool membership card and you can say you're a member of a game bar. All that it's going to cost you is $1. So.
Oh, wow.
Cool.
Very cool. That's it. So, when are you going to take the advance registration for membership?
You're relentless with this.
Can I buy it now with my Star Wars ticket that we
bought? $1 right now.
So yes, I have dollars.
Yeah. Well, you could be one of the first members. I will let you know.
Okay.
I will let you know.
Yes.
As far as the soft openings, we will be doing a couple of those. We've worked a lot with Pabst Blue Ribbon, PBR, whatever you want to say. The local rep here is great, and they're going to do a soft opening with us. So we'll be open. We're not going to really broadcast it that much, but guys that, you know, maybe you or somebody else.
Yeah, that works.
And of course, if somebody shows up.
This is my house, and you may or may not be able to leave it this evening until that opportunity is procured.
No.
So.
Did you kick Field out of the closet?
No, he's in the garage.
Oh, okay.
He'll go in the closet. Yeah.
Okay.
The good news is we have lots of sponges. If you have...
This is a callback to an earlier episode.
I know. If you haven't listened to previous episodes of Guardians of the Geekery, they're all available online.
Unfortunately.
I know.
Yeah, we kind of recorded. We had talked about doing, we're about to hit our first year.
We had talked about doing a best of show, and we're kind of at the maybe just the most interesting as opposed to best of. But tell us more. So, like, what's your background in geekery? When did you first realize you were a geek?
Oh man, I mean, that's kind of hard to say. I mean, I've always been a video game geek. That's at heart, and my older brothers and my younger siblings as well have always been pretty geeky. My parents and all of them let us, you know, kind of adopt that geekery by, you know, Star Wars has always been big in my family. I mean, basically sci-fi stuff in general has always been really big in my family. Video games, I'm lucky to have older siblings. So when I was, you know, really young, I got to use their systems, which they hated, but you know, it's some of my best memories actually were when I was probably about four-ish. We lived in my grandmother's basement for a time before our house was being built.
Okay.
And so we're all kind of cramped up in this basement waiting on the house to be done. And I would sneak out of bed, and we had the NES on the one TV down there, and go and play Mario Brothers 2. I think that was like one of my best memories when I was growing up. But
I have, I have like three older brothers, and they were all, one was born in January, and two were born in November, twins.
Yeah.
So they were all the same age, and I remember when Atari first came out, because I'm old. And
Remember Pong.
And, no, this is what I'm talking about. They pitched it together and got the Pong video, and we would sit there. And I remember that joystick, and you'd lean it, and then when it wouldn't go any further, you, like, physically leaned your body. And I remember walking in after we taught my mom, and she is, like, almost horizontal, trying to make it go just a little bit more.
That's a parent thing. I swear. Yeah, I think about, like, my dad or my friend's parents. Anything... especially Mario, you know, jumping with the controller across the screen. Which, I want to say this because I'll probably get crap for saying Mario 2, but that game is great. I know it's not a real Mario game, people, but it is an excellent platformer, and that's all I got to say about that.
I remember Space Invaders, we had, like, names for each row, and it's like, get the calisthenics guy, because this looks like he's doing the jumping down.
The
and my mom, you know, she was like, she was totally like the backseat driver. She'd be like, get that one, get that one. I was like, Mom, I'm right here. Don't scare my ear. But we had fun.
Did they have arcades when you were growing up? Kind of similar to...
You know, I kind of guess missed the big arcade boom. I'm
in the
30,
70s.
So...
Yeah, shut up.
All right. But you know, we still had
arcades.
I'm so
glad you're here.
Hey, Joey.
And I grew up in Winston-Salem area.
Okay.
Haynes Mall there had an arcade called Aladdin's Castle. So, you know, I grew up with arcades. It was one of those special treat type deals, you know. So you would go, if your parents were there, they'd leave you there in the arcade. And
Chuck E. Cheese used to be, you would walk in, and then also in Florida it was Showbiz. So now I think they've combined, but it was, they had all the big console games like you, I mean, and I would just play Donkey Kong and flip the sucker.
Yeah.
And it was like the first game I flipped, and I was just like, this is awesome. You know, it would not register my score. It's like, this is awesome.
Well, I grew up on Hampton Beach, New Hampshire. So literally, like, that would be the thing off of
the beach would be this walk-in one where people would walk in with their sandy feet and play the arcade games. And the place that we used to go to was called Jugs, and I didn't understand the entendre at the time. So, but I remember, like, my mom would be like, no, that's a bad place. You can't go there. But all you'd see all your friends in there with their quarters and their sandy feet. But they got video games.
First for Jugs of Milk. Okay, cleaner than that.
No, I thought it was Jugs of Quarters. That's really what I thought. Because, you know, people would walk in with all their quarters to play. That was what it was. But I was wrong.
Interesting. Yep.
I was wrong. So... But so what are some of the games that you have currently? There's a huge list, I know.
Yeah.
And I've had to wipe Eastern's Lord's chin a couple times as he's been looking at your website. But for people who don't know how to click the internet.
Yeah. Which seems to be a lot of people, by the way. But I'd say the ones I'm most excited about having, some of them would be classics. I'm a big Donkey Kong fan, a big Galaga fan. But as far as the other games...
do you have Pitfall?
I don't...
Pitfall. I sucked at Pitfall.
That wasn't a console.
There's not an arcade. Yeah,
no, I don't remember that.
Yeah. That was a television. Atari made a lot of arcade games, but I don't think Pitfall ever made it.
Do you have Centipede?
We do have Centipede.
Oh.
I have, of course, six-player X-Men, I think, is going to be a big draw. I mean, it's a huge game, and it's six players, which...
You don't have five friends. Yeah. There's four of us sitting here at the table.
Yeah.
And that was like one of those social games. It really was. I would meet people and be like, oh, you're pretty cool. You're good, man. I'll talk to you later. Yeah. It's like
that's one reason I think I have so many multiplayer games, four-player games. I think gaming should be a social experience, and you're already going to a bar to be social.
Right.
So it's a good way to meet new people. Another game we're getting called Killer Queen. There's only about maybe under 10 in the U.S. right now. It's a newer game, but it's 5-on-5. It's team-based. I'm really excited about it. I don't think people know how excited they're going to be once they play it, but just let me say that this is going to be a game that creates probably some feuds, but also just friendships. Like, you will... have your team, and you will want to go and face those other teams. It's going to be awesome. It really is.
You know, we do an event called Traffic Light Date Night. This sounds like a good place to do that. It's like everybody wears a badge.
Yeah.
Green means go, yellow means you probably should ask.
Yeah.
And red means no, taken, thanks though, let's play. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
The games, not...
Not hanky-panky.
Just clarifying. Sorry, dear.
Do you have a Star Wars game?
I do.
I thought I saw it. Yeah. Is it the Jedi or the...
It's not one of the older ones. It's the one that came out late 90s. So it's the trilogy. It's cool, though. It has, like, the lightsaber duel with Darth Vader. It has brush on Death Star and you're on Endor and on the speeder bike and stuff like that. It's pretty neat, yeah.
Go ahead. I know you want to ask. About which games he has. I know you.
I don't know any games.
I thought you were going to say, do you have a Gilmore Girls
game? No, no.
I do, yeah. It's really
I'm cool. There.
Do you have Xanadu? I used to play Xanadu at the bowling alley. Yeah.
Based
on the movie?
Based on the movie. Did you roller skate?
No, it was a pinball game.
Oh,
okay. You know, it was totally a pinball game.
Oh, yeah. So what pinball games do you have? Yeah. People go crazy over pinball.
Yeah, pinball's... Pinball players are awesome because they're super, like, they are into pinball. Oh, it's great. I love it. Like, and they're...
You should have a Tommy costume night at the game bar.
Tommy, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Who?
With the pinball wizard.
Have you never
Tommy with the pinball wizard?
Are we just that old?
They actually make a Tommy pinball machine.
No, I mean, like, have us all dressed like people from it.
Yeah.
Sorry. It's go ahead.
But no, I think the machines right now for pinball's expensive.
Yeah.
So we're in kind of a transition of, we have good machines, but I don't think we have the machines that I want in the end, you know. Some of the better machines, we do have the X-Men, the Stern X-Men, which is a great game. I really like Nightmare on Elm Street. That's an awesome pinball table we have.
I've seen that a long time.
I think one of the classics I really like that we have is Taxi. It's a late 80s pinball machine.
Based on the show?
TV show? No, it's not based on the TV show.
Is it based on Rob De Niro?
No.
That's Taxi Driver.
I don't care.
It's walking here.
No, it's not the Queen Latifah one.
No. It's really weird. You basically go and collect fare. So it's like Crazy Taxi, the pinball game, except the people you pick up are like Santa Claus, Dracula, Gorbachev,
Gorbachev?
Yeah, well, they call him Gorby in the game. And then, well, I'm actually excited about having that table because they made two. Oh. So they made one with Marilyn Monroe's likeness on it at the beginning, and then they made another one after they were getting sued for a darker-haired version of her called Lola. And I happen to have the Marilyn Monroe table. They don't really know how many exist, which is pretty awesome that it's... you know, kind of desirable to have.
Yeah. Pac-Man? Can we say that?
Well, I have a Miss Pac-Man, yeah.
You have Miss Pac-Man.
Miss Pac-Man's better.
It is.
Better flavor.
I remember playing that at Pizza Hut as a kid.
I know.
And you did say you had Galaga.
Yes, okay, Galaga. Yeah.
Wow.
Centipede and Galaga. Those were my games.
I think the next classic I'm looking for is probably a Joust or a Frogger.
Oh, God.
Frogger.
Yeah. I those are two that I feel like I really need, and people ask about them all the
Joust
time.
Joust is like one of the most bizarre little games.
Yeah.
You're riding an ostrich so collecting
trippy,
eggs.
Yeah.
Somebody was smoking weed.
Yeah. Yeah.
The other one that just like totally got me nuts was Q-Bert.
I loved Q-Bert.
Yeah. Just the sound.
If
you play that for like an hour, oh my God, your brain is like...
I know, and then you turn away from the game and everything's like...
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, you just see like the isometric cubes, like
yeah.
Just like,
it's like this is burning my brain.
Yeah.
Really,
yes, this was our childhood, people. Those of you who are under the age of 20, shut up.
That's right. So back to your PlayStation.
Your Call of Duties.
Not that, you know, I don't have a...
Well, so Zach, Xbox. Where can we go to find out about the good things that are happening with Abari?
I would say Facebook. Facebook.com/AbariGameBar. That's going to be your source of, like, newest, you know,
and if you just type in Abari Game Bar, Charlotte, North Carolina, you come up right away.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Well, thank you so much for being on here
thank
today.
You for
having episode
me.
43. And check him out.
Go looking for forward it. To learning how to play some games.
Yeah.
Is it quarters?
So is it quarters or tokens?
It is. It's quarters. It's 25 cents per play. Pinball will be 50 cents, but arcades.
We'll save quarters now.
Yep. Cool. Are we ready?
We're ready.
Thank you for listening to Guardians of the Geekery. For more information, go to guardiansofthegeekery.com. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/guardiansofthegeekery and on Twitter at CLTGOG. Music used by Guardians of the Geekery, Lock and Load, and A Day in the Sun by Jens Pilstoppel. Licensed under Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International. Thank you.